from our imams, the ninth imam is the first, whose imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly in your presence talking about the beautiful dialogues and the wonderful conversations of the ninth divinely appointed imam from the household of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the divinely appointed imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. When looking into the beautiful dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed imam, of course, we find that His Eminence spoke about a whole host of different things. But one of the things that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spoke about was these matters that were related to morality, ethics, and also akhlaq. So akhlaq does include good morals, good ethical qualities. But one of the things that it also includes overall is this way of living. This lifestyle, if you want to say, for lack of a better word. Even though when we speak about lifestyle, usually it has a connotation of it being a private and personal matter. But when we're talking about Islamic akhlaq, Islamic morals and ethics and behaviors and actions, it deals more so with the fact that this is a way of life, not just on a personal level, but also on a societal level. And so along these lines, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spoke about certain akhlaqi morals and principles that help to guide a human being's life. In response to a question that was asked from His Eminence alayhi salam regarding how one can be content, how one can be satisfied, have this fulfillment in one's life. And so Imam al-Jawad in response said that there are three things that take one to the contentness of Allah the Almighty. There are three things that take one towards the contentedness of the Almighty Allah. The first is asking Allah for forgiveness often. The second is to be lenient. And the third is to give charity. Now, because each one of these aspects can have so many different things that can be spoken about, we want to take one thing at a time in each program. Now, the first thing that takes us towards the contentedness and the contentment as regards to the Almighty Allah is asking the Almighty Allah for forgiveness often. Now, some of us might say, well, how is it possible that asking the Almighty Allah for forgiveness takes us towards the contentment and the contentedness as regards to the Almighty Allah? So here, first and foremost, when we ask the Almighty Allah for forgiveness, of course, this forgiveness begins to purify us. It cleanses our spirit. It cleanses our soul. It purifies us overall. And this purification results in that we become close to the Almighty Allah. And another one of the aspects here is that when we ask for forgiveness from the Almighty Allah, the Merciful and the Beneficent, well, we begin to realize the different things that we committed as far as errors and sins are concerned. So these different sins and these different errors that we did perhaps during our lifetime, when they come up in our mind as regards to when we are asking for forgiveness from the Almighty Allah, well, then we realize that we made these mistakes, we are shameful. And of course, we realize that in response to these sins and these errors and this disobedience that we have committed in the presence of the Almighty Allah, how much Allah has given us despite these things. He has given us life, He has given us health, He has given us wealth, He has given us safety, comfort, right? In some cases, He has given us children, He has given us family, good mothers and fathers. And if for some reason we might not have one of these things, we have a lot of these other things. Asking for forgiveness from Allah not only reminds us of the disobedience that we committed, second, it pushes us and encourages us, it inspires us to ask for forgiveness. It also motivates us to not commit these sins in the future, but at the same time, when we compare it, as I said earlier, to those blessings that Allah has given us, it truly gives us a feeling of contentment, of satisfaction, and of fulfillment. So it is in this manner, from among the various different manners in which asking Allah for forgiveness brings us contentment, contentedness, and satisfaction as regards to the Almighty Allah. So if you want to feel that your life is fulfilling, it is full of blessings, and you want to have this contentment and overall satisfaction as regards to the Almighty Allah, of course, one of the things to do, as the divinely appointed Imam has said, is to ask Allah for forgiveness. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyarah Text of Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ayyuha an-nur as-safi. As-salamu alayka ayyuha al-badr al-talim.
Peace be upon you, O shining light. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.